Dr. Seuss and Random House Children's Books present Horton and the Quagger Bug and More Lost Stories by Dr. Seuss. Horton and the Quagger Bug. It happened last May on a very nice day while the elephant Horton was walking, they say, just minding his business, just going his way, when a quagger bug dropped from a tree with a plunk and landed on Horton the elephant's trunk. The quagger bug leaned toward the elephant's ear.
"Perhaps you are wondering," he said, "why I'm here. Well, I've got a secret," he whispered. "I know of a beazelnut tree where some beazelnuts grow."
"Beazelnuts?" Horton looked up with wide eyes. "Beazelnuts?" This was a happy surprise. For of all of the nuts in that jungle to eat, the nut of the beazle by far was most sweet.
"But why," Horton asked, "do you tell this to me?"
"Well, you see," the bug answered, "my beazelnut tree is rather far off, and I'm not very strong. I'd get there much quicker if you came along. So I'll make you a deal that I think is quite fair. You furnish the legs, and you carry me there. I'll furnish the brains, show the way to the tree. Then half of the nuts are for you, half for me."
"A deal," Horton said with a smile on his face. "Hold tight, and we're off to your beazelnut place. Just steer me and show me the best road to take."
"No road," laughed the quagger bug. "We'll take the lake."
And he steered the big elephant.